The dry and comfortable stretch of weather continues across the Northeast, and it's going to run right through the upcoming weekend. Today has been unseasonably warm, with high temperatures in the 70s in most areas. We've had a few spots that have nudged the 80-degree mark on this Thursday afternoon. Today will end up being the warmest day of this stretch, as temperatures will cool off a bit as we work through the next couple of days. However, it's still going to remain above normal for this time of year. We're basically targeting highs in the 60s and 70s as we work through Friday and the weekend. We've had sunshine through much of the day. Some clouds have started to bubble up this afternoon, and those clouds are in association with a backdoor cold front that will work from east to west across the region tonight. In addition to some clouds, there may be a few brief showers in at least a couple of spots. The wind may turn a bit gusty as the front comes through, and temperatures will settle back into the 40s by first thing tomorrow morning. We may start off with some clouds early tomorrow, but those clouds will give way to bright sunny skies. And the most noticeable impact with this front is going to be on the thermometer, as tomorrow should be about 10 degrees cooler than today. Really, it's going to be a very comfortable wrap to the work week. And that kind of weather goes right through the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday will be controlled by high pressure, so we're expecting a good deal of sunshine, dry and very comfortable conditions, with temperatures running mainly in the lower to mid-70s. On average, Sunday should be the warmest day of the weekend. Now, with the lack of rainfall, we do have abnormally dry conditions across the Northeast, so there's a couple of concerns here moving ahead. Certainly, there's no substantial rainfall in the forecast, so as the growing season gets going soon, it's going to become a bit of an issue if we don't get some rain. Also, the ground is dry, so we are concerned about an increased threat for brush fires, and it looks like that threat will continue until we get some heavier rain. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of an evening shower, breezy at times, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 66 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of an evening shower, breezy at times, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and comfortable, high 66 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of an evening shower, breezy at times, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 65 to 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of an evening shower, breezy at times, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and comfortable, high 66 to 72. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and dry, high 68 to 75. Sunday, mostly sunny and continued pleasant, with highs mainly in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.